Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Even Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States. He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property, please.
Some shots were fired.
This Bilderberg is right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
A chance for the President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack, with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. It is Wednesday, September 8th, 2010. I want to thank Paul Joseph Watson for sitting in, joining us from Britannia over in England the last 2 hours with his excellent analysis. I am gone on an assignment, a secret mission, with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, but I shall return to the airwaves in the next few days. But in this final hour of the broadcast, I want to do something a little bit special today. And that is air excerpts from my 2007 documentary film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It covers the entire eugenics takeover program. And the film starts with our confrontations with the Bilderberg Group in Ottawa, Canada. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, here are excerpts from the film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal. A program of total dehumanization where the science of tyranny is law. A worldwide control grid designed to ensure the overlord's monopoly of power forever. Our species will be condemned to this nightmare future unless the masses are awakened to the New World Order master plan and mobilized to defeat it. Erected by a secretive group, the Georgia Guidestones are a testament to the elite's plan for a world religion global laws with a global court and army to enforce it. And set in stone, it is written that the population never rise above 500 million. In this film, you will learn how our world is truly governed. You will see how highly secretive roundtable groups interlock to form a global intelligence network. This group has been steering planetary affairs for hundreds of years. Now, in the final stage, they prepare for open world government. A goal tyrants throughout history have lusted after. Dr. Michael Kaufman is a published ecologist specializing in ecosystem research, forest ecology, and ecosystem classification. Dr. Kaufman played a key role in blocking the ratification of the Convention on Biological Diversity in the U.S. Senate.
The concept of a new world order has been around for centuries. It's been receiving tremendous play over the last half of the 20th century. George Bush, the first senior president, George Bush, used it a lot in his speeches and really implies that he really wants to see a order in which we have a universal or a global type of governance in which every human being on planet Earth is ultimately responsible to policies that are being formulated at the international level.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
President Bush said that the new world order was in tune, and that's what they were working for. The UN is part of that government. They're working right now very significantly for a North American Union. That's why there's a lot of people in Washington that don't care too much about our borders. They have a philosophic belief that national sovereignty is not important. It's also the reason I have made very strong suggestion that we need not be in the United Nations for our national security.
It's really always the same. You go back throughout all of history, the Roman Empire, the Soviet Union, Hitler during the Nazism was always saying that it's going to create the utopia for the average person, when in fact, history always shows that it does exactly the opposite.
Conquest and empire is as old as civilization. Babylon, Egypt, and Greece. They all built empires in an attempt to rule the world. The Roman system at its peak dominated the known world. Complex governmental systems were developed to control diverse populations. During the period between the 15th and 19th century, new empires emerged and again waged war for supremacy. The nobility, as well as the thriving merchant class, were financed by a handful of private banks. Many of the great money houses would hedge their bets and finance both sides of a war. Sophisticated intelligence-gathering networks gave the financiers a clear edge over the governments they were slowly gaining control of. On the 18th of June, 1815, agents of the British arm of the Rothschild family looked on as Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte fought desperately to save his army from the jaws of a British-Prussian pincer attack. A Rothschild agent was able to get the news of Napoleon's defeat at the hands of Lord Wellington to Nathan Rothschild a full 20 hours before the news reached London. Nathan, the head of the British arm of the Rothschild family, put out the rumor to the London Stock Exchange that Napoleon had won the war. Stocks plunged by 98%, and Rothschild was then able to buy up the entire British economy for pennies on the pound. When the news of Napoleon's defeat finally arrived, stocks soared. Britain was now the undisputed ruler of Europe, and Rothschild ruled England. The already dominant British Empire grew even more aggressive. Her troops and bureaucracy spread across the globe. The sun never set on Britannia's holdings.
The banking cartel funded, in fact, since about 1800, they have funded both sides of almost every war. And, of course, they're getting the interest off of the loans that they've given the various governments and the wars that they have actually helped stimulate and create.
By 1900, Germany was a rising force and a leader of the Industrial Revolution.
World War I, for instance, there was absolutely no reason to have World War I, except that it was an ideal opportunity for the banking cartel to make a pile of money by funding both sides of that particular war.
On June 28, 1914, the heir to the Austrian-Hungarian throne, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, was assassinated while traveling in a motorcade. The Black Hand, a Serbian secret society with connections to French and British intelligence, took credit. World War I had begun. Armaments companies financed by Rothschild-controlled banks in Germany, France, England, and Austria bankrolled all the factions. At least 20 million were killed in the war. It was a conflict so terrible, the people vowed to never fight again. They dubbed it the War to End All Wars.
Question is, why did they want war? Well, first of all, is money and power. But secondly, they wanted to create the League of Nations. They had this in their plans all along, and as a consequence, once the war was over or about to be over, they began to formulate this idea of a League of Nations so this would never, ever happen again.
Hundreds of years of practice made the British experts at hiding their empire behind puppet governments and councils. In the name of stopping all future conflicts, they proposed that countries would join a League of Nations. Their true intention was for the League to serve as a framework for world government. President Woodrow Wilson, who had spearheaded the establishment of the private Federal Reserve System in the United States in 1913, strongly supported the establishment of a League of Nations.
Woodrow Wilson was a very naive president. He was basically a college professor that was grafted into this whole system.
The League convened in Paris in 1919, but many nations recognized it as a threat to their sovereignty and refused to join. Frustrated by the U.S. Congress blocking the League of Nations, British intelligence, with the help of the Rockefeller family, set up the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City in 1921. The Council recruited the best and brightest of American life to support the growth of the Anglo-American Empire. The CFR's stated mission is to abolish all nation-states in favor of an all-powerful world government administered by a tiny elite. By 1930, the promoters of world government had split into two interlocking camps. The Fabian Socialists centered in London, and the Fascists based in Italy and Germany.
National Socialism will use its own revolution for establishing a new world order. Adolf Hitler.
Supporters of the fascists in the United States and England believed that the military should be used to quickly transform the world into a new world order. All the more sophisticated practitioners of globalism stated that incrementalism was the sure path to world domination. Congressional Medal of Honor winner Major General Smedley Butler went public in 1934, exposing an attempt by the robber barons to launch a military overthrow of the United States. The war hero testified to the McCormick-Dickstein Committee in Congress that some of the most powerful men in America had tried to recruit him to lead a military coup so they could set up National Socialism in the United States.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Fascists had also made deep inroads in England. Edward VIII, King of England, was forced to abdicate the throne because of his public support for Hitler. The German-led fascist camp was strong. The Fabian Socialist Bloc was able to maintain control of the U.S., Russia, and England. ¶¶
In the buildup to World War II and during the conflict, the bankers again financed both sides, just as they had done with Napoleon. With the rise and fall of the Third Reich, Europe lay in ruins. Once again, the elite claimed that only global governance could save humanity from certain destruction. And this time, the elite would succeed in setting up their world body. In April of 1945, at the Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco, the United Nations was founded by the victors of World War II. The United Nations complex was then built in New York City on land donated by John D. Rockefeller. Shortly after the elite established the United Nations as their base in the United States, the newly formed World Council quickly began work on the next phase in their plan, the incremental formation of continental superstates. The first step in their trilateral plan was the creation of the European Union. Unifying Europe had been tried many times and was extremely unpopular. Where Napoleon and Hitler had failed to accomplish their goals using force, the globalists would succeed using stealth. The British spearheaded the formation of the Council of Europe on May 5, 1949. The Treaty of London claimed to only establish trade ties between European nations, like NAFTA or GATT in North America. Its true intention was the formation of a European superstate. In 1954, the elite of the planet met in secret at the Bilderberg Hotel in Oosterbeek, Holland. The Bilderberg Group would later admit that their mission was the formation of the EU. Once the EU was established, under the guise of trade deals, a North American Union and Asian Union would be formed. The three interlocking superstates form the core of the global government, while the United Nations would serve as a world regulatory and enforcement body over the third world subregions. The Bilderberg Group consists of the heads of all of the managing roundtable groups that steer individual countries. Picture the elite power structure of the world as a giant pyramid, with only the elite of the elite at the tip top of the capstone. The group has been so secretive that until the mid-1980s, the controlled corporate media denied its existence. Into the late 1990s, coverage only consisted of rare one-line mentions. With the rise of the alternative media, their stranglehold on information has begun to slip.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black limousines with darkened windows converged on a hotel where private security guards imposed ironclad control. The limos carried royalty, political power brokers, and industrial titans to a secret meeting that will last all weekend. It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct pre-price increase special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Rumors spreading around, United States of town. Try to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Every 4 years, Bilderberg meets in North America. And in June of 2006, we decided to travel to Ottawa, the capital of Canada. The site of Bilderberg. In Bilderberg's long history, many reporters attempting to cover the group have been harassed, detained, and even jailed. I jokingly reassured my cameramen that the horror stories we'd read about were probably exaggerated. I was wrong.
We know reporters get detained at airports. People aren't let in. We know people get sent to the jailhouse for 3 or 4 hours. It happens every time. Well, it happened to Alex Jones this time. They admitted Bilderberg, that they had pressure put on them by the government to heighten security, and that's why all this happened. Yes, I was told that by two separate people. They scoured our records for hours yesterday and hours today trying to find something on us, and of course there was nothing. It was just scary. I mean, I've been all over the world, and I've never seen anything like this. It was like hours of humiliation. And they said, what are you here for? And I said, well, I'm here to, cover the media, covering a political event. I hope to talk to some members of Parliament. I was answering all the questions. It was clear I wasn't a threat. It was clear I didn't have any criminal record. It was clear I was pressed. It was clear I was coming to interview people. They were going to deny me. They told me earlier that I was probably going to be denied. And then you guys showed up, and everything changed.
So what's your plan now?
My plan is to go out and try to interview Jim Tucker, try to go down to the Bilderberg Group and maybe catch some of them still arriving, and try to still make a documentary.
So instead of being here at 8 a.m. in the morning when the Bilderberg Group attendees, the 100 elite of the planet, start showing up, we're going to be in here about 3:30 or so, and we'll see if we can catch any of the elites coming in.
They're debating the attack on Iran. They're talking about how to take out Hugo Chavez. They're talking about how to get their American Union in that destroys Canadian, U.S., and Mexican sovereignty. So we're talking about the death of Canada is what's happening in there right now. The death of your sovereignty is happening in there right now. CNN has even reported that these individuals have put out the policy reports through the Council on Foreign Relations that writes their scholarly white papers to end the United States, to end Canada, and to end Mexico.
About 10 have come in. They've been coming in slowly in typically big black cars with what appears to be bulletproof glass, and we've got a few pictures of some of the people. We're being kept well back from the building by an awful lot of security people. But, you know, there'll be more security as this thing develops.
Again, just a reminder to stay off the property, okay?
I am. This is the line. We check for the city.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I came here from upstate New York. I booked a room way in advance. When I checked in at 10 o'clock at night, they told me I had to be out at 8:30 in the morning. And so, of course, I complied to what they wanted. I wasn't happy about it because I had been tired. I drove quite a long way. Then I went down to have something to eat, and I just saw a bunch of security here, and I was wondering what was going on, and I asked questions, and they said that they were having a wedding or they were having some sort of reception. So I decided to ask a couple more questions because I thought it was kind of weird. And then I saw them from my hotel window. They were in the back with flashlights looking at the trees, looking up through the trees, and they were also in front of the hotel combing. It looked like combing the hotel. So I kind of was wondering what was going on, and I left. I got up this morning. I checked out. And then the fellow that I spoke with, the last fellow I spoke with, said, well, you'll know all about it in the newspaper. Well, I didn't have to wait because there was a group of people out here telling me everything that was going on.
They're not fooling anybody any longer when you've got this many cops, you know, and detaining Alex Jones at the border.
Get them on both sides. Yeah, you crook. Yeah, you're going to go to jail like Ken Lay. Oh, yeah, there's one right there. Hi. Hey, we're not your property. We're not your slaves. We're going to defeat the New World Order. The New World Order is going to be defeated. You realize that? I'm glad you do. Always does throughout history.
Etienne Davignon is the honorary chairman of the Bilderberg Group, as well as the head of its steering committee. The committee he heads selects and invites each year's attendees. In the last decade, the list of attendees has been leaked to reporters by moles on the inside. Veteran newspaper reporter Jim Tucker has been covering the Bilderberg meetings for over 30 years and has physically attended more than 20. We traveled back to our hotel to see if Jim Tucker received the 2006 list.
First heard about Bilderberg in 1975, and I said, I don't believe it. That's not possible. Who in hell's Bilderberg? I spent 20 happy years with Metropolitan newspapers. All the wires are clicking at my ear. That could not happen without me knowing about it. And the thing that first impressed me most was calls in 1957 by the late, great Westbrook Pegler, widely syndicated columnist. He wrote two lengthy columns about how approximately 100 leaders of international finance, heads of state, high public officials, were meeting behind armed guards and closed doors on Jekyll Island, sealed off. What are these powerful internationalists doing? And why is it so secret? Why do they have armed guards outside? Why is it sealed off? The newspapers totally ignore it. Not a word. Total blackout in the United States. Since then, I've never stopped pursuing Bilderberg or the whole international gangster organization led by Rockefellers and Rothschilds as they manipulate the world for their own selfish interest.
Jim, you've been waiting on the list. You normally get it on the first day. You haven't gotten it. We're told it might come in today. How important is that list?
It's absolutely essential, although identifying people outside, as we always do, is important too, to find out who is not on their own list. In recent years, someone from Europe has sent the machine copy with a letterhead and so forth without identifying himself. So far, I haven't heard from him.
Well, Bilderberg assumed that name in 1954 at their first meeting as Bilderberg at the Bilderberg Hotel. It's a little bit like Shakespeare's As You Like It. They said to Shakespeare, what do you want to call this book? He says, As You Like It, meaning whatever you want to call it. And they thought it was dictation, so one of his plays is called As You Like It, and the title has nothing to do with the play. So that's how the Bilderberg came by their name. Now, they had been meeting for half a century. The moneyed class had been meeting. But they decided they have to meet systematically every year, well planned in advance. In addition, maybe other smaller meetings throughout the year.
Sure, this is the right turn, Jim?
No. Let's see if it starts.
This is the global government. They are setting the world agenda. Inside right now, they're deciding on whether or not there will be a war with Iran. They're deciding whether or not taxes will increase, whether oil prices will be suppressed or increased. There's much more on the agenda that we'll be finding out in the fullness of time. But those are three items that are heavy on their list this year.
This is Jim Tucker, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
27 years covering these crooks.
Mr. Tucker,
pleasure to meet you.
The media said he was crazy and didn't exist. Now we forced him.
120 of the world's most powerful men, heads of state from Europe, high officials of the United States government, Treasury, White House, State, Defense, they're setting the world agenda now. The reason they want secrecy is because they're doing evil. Evil is done under the cover of darkness. Good works are done in the sunshine.
How you doing? Good.
Can you get off the property, please?
Well, Jim has some questions for you.
need you to move off the property.
Okay.
Private property.
Sure.
It's a public sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, we are cooperating.
Thank you. Right onto the sidewalk.
Yeah, there's no implication that we aren't cooperating.
Right onto the sidewalk. Okay. And sit there, please.
Sure, yeah, thank you. Jim has some questions for you.
Again, I need you to stay right on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We actually checked with the city. The property line's actually right here.
Also?
That's good. Property line's actually right here.
We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. David Rockefeller.
So David Rockefeller and the Corn Black at the Beyond the Hotel, and they have had no bodyguards. One of my friends shouted, "Hey, Rockefeller!" And he turned back and he was afraid.
My name is Renee. I'm from Manitoba. Drove about 26 hours to get here just to show that I'm against the Bilderbergers, just to fight for my freedoms, fight for my rights, make sure that my children can grow up in a free country.
My name is Daniel Estulin, and I've been doing this for the last 15 years. I'm from Canada. I'm very proud of my country because, as you can see, there are a lot of people covering the Bilderberg Conference. Last year, it took me 14 and a half hours to get to Munich. I was pulled off a plane in Milan. I was pulled off a plane in Munich. They interrogated me 4 hours in both places. I was able to call a friend, a journalist in Rome, as a result of his presence and others calling the Foreign Ministry Department in Italy. They backed off and they let me go. They basically told me that they'll keeping an eye on me 24 hours of the day. The little hotel where we were staying at, Jim and I, out of the 20 rooms, 6 were occupied, 3 by the CIA and 3 by the German Secret Service. That's how serious these people are, and that's how afraid they are of actually what we may be able to reveal and what we actually do reveal publicly about the Bilderberger intents.
Daniel Estulin has covered the Bilderberg meetings in Europe and North America for more than 15 years. His book, Club Bilderberg, has been translated into more than 20 languages and is a global bestseller. Estulin has photographed many past Bilderberg meetings. Rockefeller frontman Henry Kissinger is always a key participant. Here you see the president of the CFR, Richard N. Haass, followed by vice chairman of Rothschild Europe, Franco Barnaby, who is speaking with Henry Kravitz. And behind them is Richard Holbrooke, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. The head of Daimler Chrysler, Jürgen Erich Schrimp, arrives by helicopter. Here, the owner of the Washington Post, Donald Graham, escorts Indra Nooyi, the head of PepsiCo. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, whose father, Prince Bernhard, founded Bilderberg, is a leading figure in the group. Of course, globalist kingpin David Rockefeller, seen here with his bodyguard, James Ford, always attends. The then newly appointed World Bank chief, Paul Wolfowitz, is photographed at Bilderberg 2005. It has been reported that Wolfowitz had attended previous meetings while still the Deputy Secretary of Defense, a violation of the Logan Act. Under the Logan Act, it is a felony offense for any member of the federal or state government to meet with members of a foreign government without the express authority and authorization of the President or Congress. Put simply, it is illegal for members of the government to meet secretly behind closed doors with foreign power brokers due to the problems of corruption and espionage that it breeds. For this reason, many prominent politicians attend, but their names do not appear on the official list. Despite the Logan Act, the governor of New York's name, George Pataki, does appear on the list. And we were able to catch the governor on tape, walking with David Rockefeller at Brook Street. Multiple staff members inside Brook Street reported to us that Hillary Clinton attended for half a day. Several armored limos with diplomatic plates did arrive with police escorts and offloaded their passengers in the underground parking garage out of the sight of the press. Former World Bank President James Wolfensohn sardonically stared at our cameras.
They're upset about the fact that they're being exposed.
Well, I'm sure they are. I mean, look at the tinted windows. They don't want to be seen. They don't want even anybody to know they're here. So I'm sure they're ticked, you know, and that's why we're here to try to expose them.
Do you think if they were angry that they were on the front page of the local paper today, you think they're in there reading it right now, Jim?
Yes, I don't think they're happy about it. They prefer nothing at all, no publicity. They prefer absolute secrecy.
Yeah, you better look away. We're not your slaves. You don't own me.
Did you get a list of the FNDs and everything? Or not?
No, I've asked for one under a slight variation of my name, and I don't know if I'll get it or not. Also, it could happen today. The last 3 years, I get back to the hotel.
And there's a copy there waiting for you.
Somebody who does not identify himself. I mean, I really, I'm not just not revealing the source. I don't know the source myself. But the facts, because they want the Bilderberg letterhead on it, and it makes a nice memento.
Perfect.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure closure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
Chalabi, eh? You think Chalabi?
No, I don't think. I know.
It looked like Chalabi, and it was a fat guy. Yeah. That was Ahmed Chalabi?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Then they're really going to attack Iran.
Because I see the guy running around. This guy's
too, but I don't know. Yes, they are just kind of having a... Adrian Woolwich of Maria Monti.
Over the last couple of years, they've been reeling with the amount of leakage that they've been experiencing, so it's getting harder and harder. But again, it will never get too hard for us because of the sources that we have inside, our top-notch sources, people who are actually working for them, the Secret Service, the second layer, people in the Bilderbergers, the clerks, the administrative office, they're there. They are our eyes and ears, and every time there's something out, we always get the information.
That's Francisco Pinto Balsamao.
I think that's a queen.
Oh my god,
you see her?
Oh my god.
Look at Pollen.
What usually happens, the Secret Service guys who are protecting the Bilderberg delegates, the staff, the cooks, the chefs, when they actually get to see and to hear what some of these nasty people are talking about, they're the first ones to look for us and the first ones to make sure that we get the information from the meeting. Again, we're very rigorous with information that does come out. We double, triple, and quadruple the confirmed sources, make sure that all the information checks out. A lot of the stuff, the Bilderbergers have planted information, make sure that this disinformation nullifies the accuracy of the reporting, which is why we never publish the first thing we hear.
That looks like Rockefeller.
The decisions that these people take, again, they not only decisions affect business community, they affect politics, business, environment, across the entire spectrum. And these decisions are made and taken by a very elite group of people behind closed doors this year at the Brook Street Hotel. We are not privy to these decisions. We're not allowed to know what they're talking about. But we'll definitely feel the consequences of these decisions over the next 12 months when events, which apparently by accident seem to happen, in fact have been planned right here this year at Brook Street Hotel between 8th and 11th of June.
What does it do when you get 120 of the most powerful people in the world getting together to have meetings with government officials? I mean, that's amazing.
Well, it is. What I mean is that they're planning the corporate agenda. They're not planning the democratic human journey agenda, in my opinion. Mussolini had a definition, is when the interests of the corporation take completely over from all other interests, and that's fascism.
He said it should probably be called corporatism.
Well, call it corporatism, call it fascism, call it neo-lib, neo-con. There's a whole variety of political words, depending on which side of the stripe you come from, to start with, which describes the thing. But what they are describing is the complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in Canada today to stand up against the Bilderberg Group that is attempting to get rid of the sovereignty of the United States. The truth of your world government has now been exposed. We know you are ruthless. We know you are evil. To David Rockefeller, to the Rothschild representatives here, to the Queen of the Netherlands, to all of you, we tell you, you are not our queens. You are not our kings. You are not our gods.
You've been listening to excerpts from the documentary film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.